Hey, it's Jacob Goldstein from Business History. In our new series, American Genius, we tell the stories of three great writers who changed the way business works in America. Our first episode is about Benjamin Franklin, who, among many other things, was a best-selling business writer. Take a listen.
He's writing this much later in his life, consciously creating this image of himself. And I do want to emphasize how unusual this model is at the time, this self-made man myth, because you don't want to be self-made. It's low class to be self-made. You know, this idea that we have today is the opposite, right? And it comes from Franklin. Today, there is the derisive term nepo baby.
Well, exactly right. And these days, if you are a billionaire, you had better have a Benjamin Franklin story about starting in a garage, coming up with the idea from nothing.
And here is Benjamin Franklin inventing it right before our eyes.
This has been brought to you by Odoo. To listen to more of our American Genius series, listen to Business History. New episodes release every Wednesday on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's called soccer.
It's called football.
Soccer.
Football.
Domino's best deal ever lets you get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99.
Okay, we can agree on that.
Yeah, fully.
So, pineapple? Don't ruin it. Get any pizza, including stuffed crust, with any toppings for $9.99. Finally, something everyone can get behind.
And if the refs disagree, that's between them and Domino's. Which means the only thing left to fight over is who's ordering.
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6:15 to 7:26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings. 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are 2/4 of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he had spent years listening to ghost stories and looking for the logical explanation behind all of them. Then he spent a weekend alone at his late uncle's house and walked away with a story he still can't quite explain.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
So thank you so much for listening. You know, if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. If you want to call it in, call 855-853-4802. Write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber any old time you want. Get no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive. Sign up today at Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. Kathy, I know this story is going to kind of get to you because it is about this guy's Uncle Ray. Uncle Ray, who had a favorite chair, his recliner, which is for Kathy and I, that's our mother. She has a recliner and a... What would you say? It was right before my surgery. So about a month ago now.
Yeah, probably.
Because it was right before my surgery. I've got a million things to do. And then one day everything gets derailed because mom's recliner broke. And like the hospice is calling me saying, this is busted. He's like, Carol, there's no fixing this. Because I was going to drive over there. It's like about a 40-minute drive each way. And I'm like, okay, so I shouldn't drive over there. He goes, it can't be fixed. He's a super nice nurse. I really like him. He's very calm, and I really like his disposition a lot. And You met him, Wilford.
Sure.
So we had to spend the whole day finding this recliner and figuring out how to get it there and where she could sit in the meantime. And it's a big deal.
Well,
you know, somebody's favorite chair when they get older.
I'm not kidding you. It dominoed across the United States about this frickin' recliner.
Like I put out
all boys.
It was like, what would be the equivalent of a cry for help? I guess it was
SOS.
Yes, that's what I did. I put out an SOS.
SOR, save our recliner.
It's like, save my sanity. Oh, and I'm like, here's what it's going to cost, because they're not cheap, you know, the kind that she needs.
That has all the
lift chair option. So I'm like, if everybody could come up with approximately this much money, I can get on. It was just, and it took the entire day, 8 hours I spent on that. And so I get it. Like, you get attached. And especially, you know, as people get older, you know, even like, think about your parents or your grandparents. They have their favorite chair. Grandma always sits here. Grandpa's always there.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that, because I think it's just more comfortable. They like their chair.
Yeah, well, I think you just have a routine. You like your routine, you like your chair, you like your, you know.
Yeah, and I think this story is interesting because not only that, but he's also a skeptic. So I'm always like, what do you do when you're a skeptic and you get a story? So here's the story. It says, I've been listening to your show for a couple of years now. I have come to a conclusion. I think I might be your most stubborn listener. I love ghost stories. I've watched every paranormal show I can find. I've taken haunted tours on vacation. I've listened to hundreds of stories on your podcast. The funny thing is that despite all of that, I've never really believed in ghosts. I've always been the person looking for the practical explanation, even when everyone else is ready to jump straight to the paranormal. So here's my story. About 15 years ago, my Uncle Ray passed away. He never married, lived alone in the same house for as long as I could remember. After the funeral, the family spent several weekends sorting through his belongings, getting the house ready to sell. At the time, my wife and I had two young kids, so we decided she would stay home with them while I spent a weekend at the house helping get things organized. It seemed easier than dragging little kids through a house full of boxes and furniture while adults were trying to work. The house itself wasn't creepy, it wasn't abandoned or falling apart, it was just an older home that had been lived in for decades. Family photos lined the walls, the garage was packed with tools, every drawer seemed to contain something my uncle had saved because he thought it might be useful someday.
Mm-hmm.
By Friday evening, everyone had headed home. I was there by myself. I ordered takeout, watched television for a bit, eventually stretched out on the couch in the living room. Plan was to get an early start the next morning and keep working. Sometime during the night, I woke unexpectedly. I wasn't startled awake by a noise. I just opened my eyes with a feeling that someone else was in the room. At first, I figured it was one of those moments where your brain is still halfway asleep. I looked around, saw nothing unusual. I was about to roll over when I noticed the recliner across the room, and I swore it moved. Not rocking back and forth or anything like that, it just looked like someone had shifted their weight in it. The movement was slight enough that I wasn't even really sure I'd seen it, but it was enough to get my attention. I watched for a few seconds, then I got up and walked over to the chair. I checked it, sat in it, pushed it back and forth, generally made myself feel ridiculous. Everything seemed normal. Eventually, I convinced myself I'd been more asleep than I realized, went back to bed. The next day was busy enough that I forgot about it. A couple of cousins stopped by to help move furniture. Most of the day was spent carrying boxes and sorting through things. Like most families, once we got together, we ended up spending as much time telling stories as we did working. One thing that came up more than once was how predictable Uncle Ray had been. Everybody knew exactly what time he would wake up, what restaurant he'd choose if you gave him the option, what television shows he'd be watching every night. That recliner came up too. Apparently, it was where he spent most nights. If family was visiting, chances were good you'd find him sitting there watching television while everybody else talked around him. I didn't think much of that conversation at the time, and that night, I stayed at the house again. By then, I was exhausted. I watched a little television, fell asleep on the couch. Sometime after midnight, I woke up with that feeling again. First thing I did was look toward the recliner. This time, the chair wasn't moving. Instead, the television changed channels. I remember staring at the screen, trying to figure out what I had just seen. A few seconds later, it changed again. The remote control was sitting on the coffee table. Another few seconds passed, and the channel changed a third time. I picked up the remote, started checking buttons, took the batteries out, put them back in. I pushed every button I could think of. Nothing seemed wrong with it. After that, the television never changed channels again. There were no voices, no shadow figures, no ghostly apparition standing in the hallway. It was just those two nights, the chair and a television that decided to behave strangely at the exact moment I was already feeling like someone else was in the room. The next morning, the family came back to finish loading furniture. At one point, we were standing in the living room, deciding what to do with the last few pieces, when one of my cousins pointed at the recliner and asked if anybody wanted it. Before anyone could answer, another cousin said, "It's a good chair, but if you take it, Uncle Ray's probably coming with it." I remember looking at that chair a little differently after spending two nights alone in that house. One of my cousins ended up taking it home. The house was sold a few months later. Life moved on. I am still a skeptic, by the way. My wife would tell you I'm every bit as stubborn about it now as I was back then. I still enjoy ghost stories. I'm still usually the first person looking for a logical explanation. But whenever somebody asks if I've had a paranormal experience on my own, this is the story I tell. Every now and again, I find myself wondering whether my cousin was right and Uncle Ray ended up going home with that recliner after all. I think you should ask him.
I think so too.
Right? I'm still a skeptic, and that's what I tell people. Thanks for reading. Keep the stories coming, Joseph.
That's
an interesting story, because it wasn't anything like, oh my God, that was a paranormal experience, but he woke up both nights like someone was in the room.
Well, and I think this is the exact thing about the paranormal that makes it so difficult for skeptics to believe. Because I can tell you a story that happened to me. And you will go, well, yeah, but maybe it was the, you know, you left the window open and it blew the thing over and whatever. Okay. You know, like they have all these ideas. And the first thing I always want to tell you is that don't think I haven't tried to think through every possibility, right? When I tell you a story that happened to me, it isn't because I haven't tried to sort it out. Because I'm going to be the, you know, I know that something happened, it was weird, so forth, but you're going to go through all the possibilities. You're just going to do it before you ever tell anybody else, right? Okay, so that's number one. But number two is, it's your gut feeling.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't there. They don't know how it felt.
Well,
and
then,
so he hadn't had that gut feeling up until then.
The other weird thing, though, is that he woke up feeling like someone was in the room and looked at the chair and it was like, that chair just moved.
Yeah, or it felt like, maybe the cushions like adjusted in it or something. There was some kind of strangeness with the chair.
To the point he got up and checked it out.
Yeah, got in it.
And then the fact that Uncle Ray loved that chair and that was his TV watching chair. Next night, the same thing. He wakes up thinking there's someone in the room, wakes up just in time for the TV channels to start changing on their own. And he's nowhere near the remote. And obviously, there's no cats. He would have mentioned that.
Right, right. Well, and that's what I'm talking about, that you went through. He did. I know in his mind, he went to that chair thinking there's a reason for it. And he's trying to figure it out. He picks up the remote control the next night. He's trying to figure that out, messing with the button, doing whatever, right? So he knew in his gut something was wrong, but surely there's a reason. But he couldn't find one.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think those are the two things that I, when I talk to somebody about something that happened to me, if they're skeptical, they're first going to say, well, did you try this? Well, of course I did. You know, of course I thought about that. And here's the reason that doesn't work, right? I went through all that. But like I said, the other thing is his gut feeling. He woke up and felt like someone was in the room. And that you cannot explain to somebody that has not ever felt that.
And with all that said, he's still a skeptic, which I respect.
Well, like, I don't know that he totally is. He felt like something was
He said it then. I'm still a skeptic, though.
Okay, well, you know, maybe there's some logical reason there, but I don't know. You had a feeling. And that's the one thing I can never past is that feeling.
I think the reason he's saying he's still a skeptic, though, is that it wasn't the hit you over the head, oh my God, I just saw an apparition walk through the room. It was subtle. Mm-hmm. It was like, maybe there is. Maybe the batteries in that remote were messed up. Maybe my eyes were playing tricks on me. But maybe if he'd have had a hit you over the head with it kind of story, it'd be different.
You know, it's weird. I have had hit me over the head things happen that are just like, this is impossible, right? I've seen apparitions. I've, you know, a whole bunch of frames are turned facing the wall, right? Or things like that. They're hit you in the head things that happen. But the feeling is the same, whether it's a small thing that happens and you go, that was weird. It's still that gut feeling that you know that it's just wrong. It just is.
So I thought that was interesting. So thank you very much for that story. Let's go to this phone call.
This is Andrew in Los Angeles, and I'm calling about a story that happened in the late 2000s, maybe 2007, 2008 in there. And it happened while I was at work and my longtime girlfriend was at home. She's kind of a interesting character. You know, she was kind of a like a goth sensibility about her. She doesn't really dress that way anymore, but it just kind of, you know, she just kind of has that sensibility about her. So we had done stuff with the Ouija board before, you know, and just kind of had fun. And but she and I are both skeptics, even though, you know, she's always kind of been interested in the occult. We're both very skeptical. But anyway, we had this event happen where she had decided to ask for her spirit guide to show itself for her, to her, if, you know, if she has one, if there is such a thing, make yourself known. I think she was kind of maybe depressed at the time or something. And she wanted some spiritual guidance, even though, you know, we're attracted to that kind of thing, even though we're skeptical. I'm at work and I get a call from her and she's a bit freaked out because, after doing this, you know, after doing this ritual, I don't remember what it consisted of, but basically a ritual to, ask for her spirit guide to show herself. She had this feeling that someone was in the apartment with her. And this is, you know, in the middle of the day. And she had this feeling that there was a presence in our room. And it's a two-bedroom apartment. One of the rooms storage. We got the main room where she was hanging out, and the other, you know, our bedroom. And the door to our bedroom was closed. She felt like there was something in there. She looked around, you know, took note of the animals. We had a pug and two cats. They were all there. So she walked over to the room, walked up to the door, and she knew there was going to be something in there when she opened it. And so she had to do it. She opened the door. And sitting next to our bed in front of our nightstand, according to her, and of course, you know, of course I'm going to believe her. She wouldn't lie to me, honestly, about anything like this. Was a fox. It had red eyes and, it looked at her and she was freaked out. I can't remember exactly what she did about it. I think she walked away or something like that. Maybe closed the door, something like that. She didn't go in and confront it or anything like that. And then it was gone, you know, when she went back. But the nightstand, which was next to our bed, which it was directly in front of, the door to the nightstand was open. We never open that. I mean, there's just no reason to open the little door on the front of your nightstand unless you're doing something with it. We never really used that door in front of the nightstand, and it was just open. That was kind of, you know, it's hard because we like to think that maybe this kind of stuff, you know, we like to seek a psychological explanation for something, you know, like this. And it's just kind of hard when the door was open to the nightstand that we would never open. We actually have, there will be, I'll call in with a follow-up story about this sometime because this isn't the last that we've had an experience like this involving a fox. There's been more, but I will save that for another time. We've never forgotten it, and it's one of those things we can't explain. Anyway, take care, y'all. Bye.
I have a theory about this one.
Okay.
So she asked for her spirit guide. Mm-hmm. Maybe they were like, oh, we thought you asked for your spirit animal.
Oh.
And so a fox can be her spirit animal.
Well, I looked it up
and it said having a fox as your spirit animal symbolizes adaptability, cleverness, intuition, and the ability to navigate life's challenges with resourcefulness and humor. So maybe it was like symbolism for her. Well, seeing a fox.
She asked for a spirit guide. Maybe hers is a fox. I mean, she didn't necessarily, you know, stipulate that it needed to be a human.
Right.
And maybe they aren't. Like, maybe the form they give us, right, or present to us with someone else, it might have been a person.
Right.
Mine is a person. I've seen it. It's a person. But hers, I think, maybe just takes the form of a fox. I would be fascinated to know these additional stories and how they might tie into this.
Right, because it says where spirit animals are seen as personal guides that teach valuable lessons and enhance self-awareness.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, when she asks for a spirit guide, it's like, well, you got the spirit animal, the fox.
That's your guide.
I'd be getting a fox tattoo if I was her.
Amen. I totally would, too. And I would be proud to have a fox as a spirit guide.
Right.
Mine's a middle-aged man, so whatever. You know, it's what it is. I'd rather have a fox, I think. But, I shouldn't have said that out loud, should I?
I hope
I didn't insult him.
What I was going to say. You're the one who's pissing off your your spirit guide, not me.
You know. He's put
like,
up
if
with
only I had a
time.
Fox. And he's like, yeah, well,
Jesus Christ, I've been there all the time. Well, and, you know, like, he's put up with me. He gets my sense of humor, so.
He's like, there goes Kathy again. My God. She can't be
appreciative of what she's got. The one thing, I guess, is we have to say, be careful what you ask for in this story, because she asked.
Yes. And I think that the fact that she saw the fox that day and there are other fox stories just makes me think that it's the spirit animal.
I'm with you. And go get that fox tattoo.
Yeah. I like embrace that.
100%.
Let's do one more story here.
This is Zora from California. I'm calling in to talk about this phenomena that has been happening to me on and off for about 15 years, and this started when I was around college age. And it doesn't really qualify as a haunting experience, but I'm really interested to hear your take on it. So what happens is I will be walking down the street somewhere, and I'll think that I see somebody I know. And this is always somebody that I know really, really well or have a really strong connection with, like a good friend or even an ex-boyfriend. And I'm really sure that it's that person. I'm so positive. And when they're around 10 feet away, you know, I'll wave and I'll call their name and say hello. When they're about 3 feet away from me, I'll realize that I am face to face with a total stranger and this is not that person that I thought it was. In fact, it actually looks nothing like them. Different hair color, different eye color, different features, and sometimes even a different race. And it's just a total stranger, and they look at me like I'm just crazy and out of my mind. But anyway, I keep going. I keep walking down the street, and within about 5 minutes, I'll turn a corner and run into the person that I actually thought that I saw the first time. Anyway, this has happened to me so many times, and now I can actually tell that it's happening while it's happening. And there's some kind of quality about the face. So the face kind of shifts and morphs a little bit and looks like it's changing form, which is really strange. You know, I've wondered before if this is maybe a form of clairvoyance, but I haven't found anything similar about any kind of similar clairvoyant experiences online. And so I thought, well, maybe it could be some kind of spirit or entity that, you know, makes them look a different way than they are to me. But I don't think it quite fits with the doppelganger. So I wouldn't say it's a doppelganger. But anyway, I think you guys have really good insight, and I'm curious to get your take on it. So thank you. Keep up the great work. Thanks.
Okay, so I do not think it's a doppelganger thing in any way.
I agree.
I think she has some abilities. And I think they're kind of presenting in a weird way that she needs to kind of learn how to tap into. And she's kind of figuring it out. Like, you know, she's studied this and it kind of morphs into this and that. And this is about the length of time. Then she runs into that person. It just seems like if she can do that, there's other things that she could probably do.
I think so, too. Like, I'm thinking this is this girl is a psychic.
Right.
And this is just the beginning for her. Once she kind of starts to catch on to this, because she is literally seeing into the future, is what she's doing. She's seeing what's coming. So I have a feeling, like, you're right. I think this is just the beginning of stuff this girl can do.
Because I think if she was to really focus on it and say, man, if I can do that, what else can I do? Maybe find a mentor to work with her and see. Because how would that present itself if you did have abilities? You know, it could present in so many different ways.
Sure.
And this is obvious way.
If maybe there are some other things that are going on, she just hasn't quite put it together yet. You know, but we'll start. Wow, that's really exciting.
And a little bit freaky too, because it's like, what do I do with this?
But she knows that, you know, I'm sure at first she was just kind of flipped out, like I'm having hallucinations or something. But now she's caught on to the fact that she's seeing someone 20 seconds before they're actually going to be there. She's just seeing their face on somebody else's face. But she... wow.
Now, if I was her, I would wait until that person is within a couple feet of me when she is able to see who it really is, because that would so be me, like, hey, Kathy, oh my God, it's a, oh, you're, well, what am I? You looked like my friend. You know, since it's happened so many times, she's probably gotten to where, hey, there's Barb. Is it Barb? I don't know. I'm going to wait.
Well, you know, I've had a modified situation like this, or more than one time, and probably you have too. And maybe a lot of our people have, where I thought I saw someone I knew and I was just sure it was. And then when I look back again, it's not. But I didn't run into him in 20 seconds.
Yeah, hers is just very different.
You know, I always thought I looked over, thought I saw Bob. And then when I looked again, I realized, no, it's not Bob. And maybe just for some reason, I thought it kind of glanced, when I'm in the glance, it looked enough like him that I filled in that blank, you know, and thought it and just said, it's Bob. But I never had a situation where I turned around and ran into Bob then.
Well, and then like these people are even a different race when they get closer. It's like, well, that is not who I thought it was.
Yeah.
So I just think that's interesting. I just think...
Oh, keep us posted. Maybe we want to know more.
Yeah, if she would think about some things that have happened to her, she might be able to put more of this together on her own. And
oh, girl, I think you've got a whole big world out there for you.
Very interesting. So keep us posted. Thank you for the story. And if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in, 855-853-4802. You could also write it down. Just go to realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber, advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.